Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Yes, 11423.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. And could I please have your first and last name?
Gloria Morgan.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
20417 Hillside Avenue, apartment 103, Hollis, Queens, New York, 11423.
Thank you. So let me see here. So I do see here that you were charged for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use the real foods to boost your energy. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was doing something with my phone. I have a nephew. He's 6 years old, and he pressed the wrong button, and I'm not interested in this. I don't have a problem with my health or anything. So I'd like to know if I can have a refund.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I completely understand. And so let me see. And so, unfortunately, there were terms and conditions that you would have had to read that stated about the Bites Hub app, and you would be entered in a raffle for
a chance. I did not do this. I have a child. A child, he did it a few minutes ago. That was about 10, 15, 20 minutes ago. I don't believe that I should be, put in a situation where I did not do this. So I would like to speak to your supervisor. This is not something a grown person has done.
Okay. And so, a supervisor, we do go by the same protocol here. So my supervisor would advise the same as well.
I just want my money back. I didn't do this. A child did this, and I'm pissed. And I don't need a meal plan. You know, if I needed it, I would not even call. But I was doing something else. He took my phone, and my phone is connected to where you can pull up my credit card, and it automatically, comes up, and that's what happened.
Okay, well, let me see. Okay. And so I can reduce the price of that app to $20. And so you'll see.
Ma'am, I don't want this at all. I don't need it.
Okay.
I'm 53 years old. I don't need a meal plan. I don't have a problem with my health. I work out.
Okay. And so as far as a refund, with the stating there in the terms and conditions about the $59.89 charge, it is a valid charge, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Can you do that, please?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to go ahead and do that credit for you now. It may be in the account today. If there is a little bit of a delay, then that can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Can I also have an email that you did it?
Well, I wouldn't be able to send you an email just because I'm not able to, but I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay.
And I'm ready when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
257.
257.
Mm-hmm. 234.
234.
229.
229.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's C as in Charlie, 257, 234. 229. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Kenya. That's Kenya. And you may be receiving an email as well. If so, then there can be a delay on it up to 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. If I can't, if it doesn't happen, then what do I do?
First, you would have to get in contact with your bank to make sure that you have not received the refund. And then you can give us a call with your bank on the line to verify that you have not received the refund. I can't say as to what will happen from that point forward because I wouldn't be on the call, of course, but that is the standard protocol.
Okay, I can do that. All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.